Lily entered the butler's pantry and flung the cloth napkin onto the counter. Once again, she glanced at Mr. and Mrs. Delfino, wondering if she would ever find someone to spend her life with like that. Someone to travel with, see big cities with, then settle down to have a big family. The idea of it sounded so wonderful. But here she was, already 27, with only one boyfriend under her belt. Ben Miller would have asked her to marry him, but his family moved to Chicago, and though he could have stayed in Forestville with Lily, he didn't exactly try. He claimed it was just about the most boring place to live for someone their age. But then the last she'd heard, he'd married and moved to Elmhurst, Illinois. Elmhurst, Ben? Seriously? Whatever. She couldn't put any more energy toward it. That ship had sailed, gone, adios, bye-bye. Problem was, hardly any new ships ever came through this port unless they were already on their honeymoon, gay, celebrating an anniversary, or elderly. Princes on white horses just didn't ride through Forestville, Mrs. Delfino, no matter how fairy-tale-ish the name of their town sounded. No, Lily knew her best bet in life was to accept the internship in Miami and start anew. Then, when the 6-month apprenticeship was over, she could maybe open a shop in San Francisco or Chicago or wherever tickled her fancy. Her bakery could serve muffins and pastries in the morning, cookies, cupcakes, and other sweets in the afternoons and evenings. Coffee and milkshakes, too, and make absolutely no apology for it either. But the burning question was, how would Mom take the news? Suddenly, her mom appeared. Lillian, is there something? The front doorbell chimed, and in blew two men from the early autumn coolness, knocking back their hoods off their heads. Mom immediately headed back to the desk. Curious to get a closer look, Lily followed her. The men were young, mid to late 20s. One of them had dark brown hair and dark eyes, with heavy, charming brows, and the other had slightly lighter hair with bright green eyes. Both were hot, but the brown-eyed man seemed older, was taller, and for some reason seemed like the one in charge. "Hello, boys." Mr. Brown Eyes unwrapped his gray scarf from his neck and walked up to the front desk, then caught sight of Lily and her mom, practically gaping at him. His gaze met Lily's, and he winked, a lopsided smile spreading across his face. "Hello? How's it going there?" Irish. Lily would know that accent anywhere. Forestville had their share of Irish folks in the east part of town. A tiny flutter of excitement flurried in her chest. What was she saying about leaving Green Valley? Was there somewhere she needed to be in 3 weeks? On second thought, maybe Miami could wait.